There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Please have your attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle,
more money, and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just came out of here.
Robert Scott Bell.
The average citizen, if they did what the TSA agent sued, would be arrested.
Would you submit to one of these five things?
Not if I could avoid it. No, I mean, who would?
If you touch my junk, I'm going to have you arrested.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Don't you just love it when CIA reporters try to tell you what to eat, what's worth it, what's not? I mean, who do they know? What do they know?
They're the CIA.
But I mean, it's Time Magazine. Okay, CIA, Time Magazine, all right.
Well, even then, I mean, come on. They're the Central Intelligence Agency. Shouldn't they know these things?
They should know these things. What foods are worth the money, right? Yeah, don't you determine what's worth the money? All of these years that I've been eating organically, I mean, this is going back to like 1990, 1991, right, when I started this crazy trend of my own, right? And people would say it's way too expensive to eat that way. And I always said, it is much more expensive to eat the way I used to eat when I had like 99-cent burgers through the drive-thru. I'm telling you, it is so much cheaper to eat clean food. Now, even better would be to grow your own. And, you know, for a while back in Georgia, I was able to do some of that, and looking forward to planting some more than vertical gardens as we set up for a new stage here coming soon. But this article in Time, by the way, this hour, homeoprophylaxis, can you use homeopathic nozos instead of vaccinations? We'll talk to Scylla Whatcott on that. Time Magazine says, hey, these are a waste of money. You don't need to spend the money on steel-cut oats, right? Rolled oats are just as good.
I actually like steel-cut oats.
I do, too. I don't really have a major opinion on this. They're just saying it's a little lower glycemic index. You know, it's not that big a deal, they're saying. It takes too long to cook. Now, it depends if you are in a hurry. But everything instant, that's not really healthy either. The whole idea
is too long to cook, and so that's why it's a waste of money?
Yeah, well, that was one of their arguments. I guess time, right? Their name is
now,
time.
Listen,
time is money.
I like brown rice.
Yeah.
Versus white rice. It takes
longer
to cook.
Longer to cook, yeah.
But it tastes better.
Right. Yeah. You maybe some more B vitamins or something. Low carb bread. What is low carb bread? They say it's an inexplicable commodity.
I will just, you know what, I think that falls in the same category as trans fat. Just give me bread. I don't need low-carb bread.
Oh, low-carb bread. All right. You know, I guess anytime they kind of monkey with basics, sometimes it gets lost on me.
Listen, although, they put some yoga mat chemical in it to kind of fill it. And yeah, less
bring
bread.
Back.
You know,
yeah.
Right.
Spring back. Fresh berries. Oh, not worth it, right? Oh, man. You know, we went out and picked some fresh blueberries. It's at least a month or more now ago, and it's berry season the further north you go now. And I tell you, fresh berries are totally worth it. But I guess their thing is you can buy frozen berries and for a lot cheaper. But if you grow your own or if you pick your own, you're still going to save a lot over the price.
Dingleberries are free, so, I mean, that's, you know.
Dingleberries are free, and they're available everywhere. Oh, man, oh, man. Dunderheads are, too. We talk about them from time to time. Turkey burgers. I remember when the big thing was turkey burgers. And this goes back, I think, even in the 90s. It's like, oh, my gosh, you know, fat, and you got red meat. It's all bad for you. Go to turkey. And, of course, they never acknowledged the role of growth hormones in turkeys, what they were injecting into those things.
Yeah.
Or maybe they weren't. Maybe it was just antibiotics to fatten them up. But either way. Yeah, turkey bacon. But they said there's just as much fat, maybe even less protein, than regular burgers. Pomegranate
so just
juice?
Just have some trans fat instead.
Yeah, go back to the trans fats. FDA, they got you covered. Or at least they used to. pomegranate juice. I like the, you know, what Palm Wonderful has done by taking on the FTC. And I think Jonathan Ebord had something to do with them winning. So I give pomegranate juice a pass. It actually has some good health benefits there in pomegranate juice. But here's where this is kind of annoying to me, because I know the benefit of these superfood powders when you got the right ones, the real ones, the good ones, like chlorella, Camu, which is, you know, one of the highest sources of real foods vitamin C. And they pick on tubs of powder that are $30, like Wonder and Vibrance on the label. They claim to be packed with nutrients. Here's where they attack. They say the problem is there's no regulation. The nutritional supplement is unregulated. It's the wild, wild west. You don't know what you're getting. Listen, I've been doing this for many years, and I know there's a lot of crap products out there. In fact, more often than not, they're not ideal or not what they say they are. But you've been around long enough, and you start digging deep, you find out who the real players are, the good people, the good guys and gals are, that are doing good work and getting you good stuff. And I don't need the FDA to tell me that. We can analyze. And in the good works of the Health Ranger, Mike Adams, to also parse some of that stuff to find out what's good, what is not, what may be dangerous. Next one on the list to hear at Time Magazine telling you the things not worth paying the money for. Almond milk. Almond milk. You know about the almond milk, Super Don?
I like almond milk, actually.
Do you? Have you been drinking that a long time?
Oh, I don't know. Off and on for the last few years, yeah.
Yeah? They say the almond can be a tasty alternative for cereal and coffee. So are you going to replace your coffee with almond milk?
Is that it has. Saying? I've used it in the coffee before, actually.
No, in place of.
No, what?
I didn't think so.
You can't replace coffee with almond milk. Are you kidding me?
Just saying. It could
shame
happen.
Shame on you.
All right.
You have just been fined 10,000 points.
10,000? Oh, I was wearing my helmet, so I'm okay. In fact, 450 a car. Listen, you know, it's important to me to determine whether the almonds have been grown organically or not, or have they been radiated or not. I mean, there are a lot of questions about some of these things, and what are they mixing them in? Are they mixing them in a vat of aluminum? I don't know. Whey protein. We love our whey protein. Obviously, if you can get it raw and real right from the cow, that's one thing. But, of course, One World Whey has it. Pasture-fed animals, very clean whey protein, which we utilize here in the Bell family. Light olive oil. I don't know what it is, but I learned from Liam talking to him. He was talking about olive oil or olives themselves. When you see them on the olive bar at Whole Foods, they're all packed in canola oil. Only the real stuff that you actually have to spend the good big bucks on is actually packed in olive oil. So be careful of light olive oil. It's not olive oil. I agree with him on that. So there you go. 9 foods that aren't worth it. Some of them are, some of them aren't. I guess it depends
you know,
on who you are.
That's all you have to, in what context, in what, you know, come on. I mean, it's not worth it to the people at the CIA, I guess. But, you know,
yeah, that I guess is indeed true. So that brings us back to you, the listener. You sometimes pose questions, make comments over at robertscottbell.com, and I really appreciate them. When you're there, please do click on the links. There are banners there. There are the messages or those who support this message of health, freedom, and healing liberty 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. So it gives me the opportunity to go on there and answer your what are they called again?
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
All right, this one is from Lori. Could get a little complicated here. Hello, Dr. Bell, she says. I need help with a problem desperately. My husband, this is really serious. I feel for her husband. You're going to hear this. My husband has multiple disc herniations, scoliosis, moderate scoliosis, sciatica, spondylosis, and just unrelenting pain in his back. It is causing arm, leg numbness, and he is miserable. Injections, nerve blocks, chiropractic, etc. has not helped, according to Lori. He is currently taking OxyContin and oxycodone, and he is starting to take more and more. I hear this story, and my heart goes out to you, Lori, and your husband, because you get trapped in this, you know, the drug cycle, the only thing they allow, as opposed to the things that would actually help and not harm him, and we'll get into that a little bit. The doctors are piling on anti-anxiety pills and sleeping pills. Super Don, on top of all the pain, they're throwing on anti-anxiolytic, how do they say
it? He must be, like, asleep for,
I don't know how
quarters
he's
of the day.
Functioning. On top of the pain, whatever it takes away of the pain, it also takes away an ability to function at that level. Because sleeping pills as well, talking about damaging liver, kidney, adrenals, the entire endocrine system. I'm truly confused about right frequency, she says, and would appreciate your opinion as to if they can help him. Right frequency, we use the BCX Ultra. We still have that. Yes, right frequency is real. It's not going to put Humpty Dumpty back together again. There's still some other things I want you to do, but I have no problem whatsoever saying if you can find a good Rife machine like the BCX Ultra, by all means, integrate it. It's not going to harm. It can only help. Let's see. He has a good diet, and we do take many supplements you've told us about and that do help his general health as his blood work is perfect. You know, this is interesting. She says his blood work is perfect. Far be it for me to know because I'm not analyzing it. But if this guy, her husband, is on oxycodone and anti-anxiety pills and sleeping pills and his blood work is perfect, what does that tell you about doctors? They can take your blood, you're on all those drugs, and they say, no problem, your blood's great.
Your blood is perfect for being on all of these drugs.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, obviously there's a test, there's a some kind of a indicator as to what perfect means, I guess.
Well, of course, the parameters that they test, just like, you know, what if I talk about liver, right? If you have elevated liver enzymes, by the time that they detect it, you could have had 10 years of liver congestion before they even know something's going on with your liver. And in that time, you could have done homeopathic drainage remedies, and you could have done herbal liver remedies. You could have done alpha lipoic acid, you know, all these things that we talk about. He's only 54, which is too young to give up. Thank you so very much, Lori. Well, I know you're not giving up because you're asking questions, and God bless you and your husband. May you get well. But we talked the other day with Chris Barr about the health benefits of silica, the necessity of silicon for connective tissue integrity. I see a gross silicon deficiency here that this could not have happened if you had adequate silicon coming in. And the silica we use, of course, from Alta Health Products, it's Jonathan, choosetobehealthy.com, 866-424-1077. And, you know, we talked about the loading dose. We talked about the difference in the milligram content of the total package and what was the silica, but the most bioavailable form. And going on 3 tablets 4 times a day for a month in this case, no doubt. Not 3 weeks, a month, because this is so severe. And we talk about reducing pain in a safer fashion, maybe not totally eliminating it, but ramping up the omega-3 essential fats. And if you have not introduced the CBD, the cannabidiol, in high doses, real concentrated forms, and thanks to Cannavest, you can do that in a much more affordable way, and you can buy one and get one for free. Every product that they have, thanks to them, and for my listeners, you, Robert Scott Bell Show listeners, I would get on high doses of the CBD if I was in that situation. I would. Cannavest.com. RSB50 to get 50% off. Drink some good water. Other things? Yeah, right. We've got links. Check it out. We'll be back with Scylla Whatcott after this. Homeoprophylaxis.
Live around the world. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including the 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed the results I have with your product. I've suffered with thoughts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, away, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up the 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
You know, at the basis of my healing journey, I started with homeopathic medicine after being raised allopathically medically. And although I don't do homeopathic-only show, or not often anyway, I am very pleased whenever I can find someone who can speak homeopathy with me and with all of you that listen. And I've got a very special guest now introducing for the first time. She's got a book called There Is a Choice, Homeoprophylaxis, An Appeal to Mothers. Her name Cilla Whatcott, and she's on with us, and I'm thrilled to have her. Welcome.
Thank you, Robert. Good to be here.
Well, I was raised pharmaceutically, allopathically, totally Western medicine, and so it was a shock at a point in my young life where I had to open up to a whole new world of healing. Do you have a similar history that way, or were you grown homeopathically?
No, I have a very similar background. I was allopathic, even considered medical school, mm-hmm. and then through adopting three different children from foreign countries, they came with issues, migraines and asthma and kidney reflux, and nothing helped. So a pediatrician at one point said, you should try homeopathy for my son with asthma.
Wait. You said a pediatrician.
And it was amazing. 6 months later, he had no more asthma, and I started pursuing homeopathy.
Cilla, explain to me how this pediatrician even knew what homeopathy was.
Well, it was quite amazing because none of the allopathic drugs were helping my son's asthma. And this particular pediatrician suggested, she said, I've seen good studies with homeopathy and asthma. And at the time, I didn't even know what homeopathy was, but thought, sure, I'll try it, and went investigating, and that's basically how she'd read studies, and she'd sent me off to investigate.
Well, that's how fortunate was that for we sometimes take the task, in fact, often the allopathic community, but there are good people within it, as we've covered, and we feature here on the Robert Scott Bell Show as well. And it's nice to see when somebody's open-minded and they're really dedicated to the principles of healing, that they remain open. That's the hallmark of a true healer.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So when you identified the concerns with your adopted kids and were able to overcome them with homeopathy, when did you take it to the next step of maybe a semi or a formal training, and then the expansion, of course, into your book we want to get to on homeoprophylaxis?
Right. So when I saw three of my children undergo amazing transformations, I decided to go back to school and went to a four-year homeopathic medical school that included 2 years of clinical application, and then did the required testing for certification, national certification, and I've never looked back. I feel like I'm home. It's a calling. It's exactly what I need to be doing.
Yeah,
so
I
that's how I became a homeopath. And
nice. I had a similar experience wanting to go into medical school, a traditional allopathic training, because I had family members that had done it. It was the only thing as far as healing that I knew, because that was it. It was that or that, nothing else existed. And to open up because of my own ailments that motivated me, of course, and in your case, your children, it was a life transformation. And, of course, ever since then, I still feel like we've got so many yet that we have not reached.
Right.
So if we're going to do some outreach, and we're going to tell folks about how we can do that as well, as you further your training more officially in homeopathy, one of the more controversial aspects, if you will, and maybe not a lot of agreement totally with all homeopaths, much less those who don't even know what homeopathy is, the idea of utilizing homeopathic remedies or specific forms or specific substances converted into homeopathic medicine that are used in a more prophylactic or preventive way. For instance, the use of something called nosodes, N-O-S-O-D-E-S, nosodes, which are homeopathic preparations of either pathogenic material or could be made from vaccines themselves that might carry the name of the same as the vaccine carry, and somewhat to very controversial that this could be utilized for prevention.
Right. It is controversial, but amazingly it's been utilized for 200 years in other countries very effectively. There was a huge study in Cuba just recently with 2.3 million people where leptospirosis was gotten under control very, very effectively using homeoprophylaxis. So it's not uncommon in the rest of the world, but it's not very publicized or exposed here in the U.S.
Right. Well, we're talking with Scylla Whatcott, and she is here with us for the first time. Her book, There is a Choice, Homeopathic Prophylaxis, an appeal to mothers, I would say, and fathers too, but we're going to get into that. We're going to take a quick break here, and we'll also give you websites, and you can link up. You can see in the show notes at robertscottbell.com where you can learn more, and perhaps where you can learn more in person. We'll do that as well. Stick with us. Lots more healing to go.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing-type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Way today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing I've actually added to my routine is One World Way. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
The concern we all share about the danger of traditional allopathic vaccination is very real. The images of injured children or the reality of injured children. Of course, the promotion of vaccines without exemption is horrific from a lot of levels, particularly informed consent and issues of religious freedom and philosophical freedom. What if you could choose a homeopathic option? You know, some people say, well, if I'm not going to vaccinate, Robert, what do I do? and I'll tell them about nozodes. I'm not saying they're absolutely necessary because we talk about the law of the terrain here, but I absolutely have used them and would use them, and with my children as well. Someone who knows a lot, has covered it, has written a book. And again, she's with me now, Scylla Whatcott, and her book, There Is a Choice, Homeoprophylaxis, an Appeal to Mothers. Now, there are three ways that I've used. One, in terms of prevention. Two, in terms of preparation for traditional vaccination if somebody insisted that they wanted it. And three, to help detoxify from some of the negative impacts of those vaccinations. Are there more?
Well, we can use homeoprophylaxis preventatively, and there's been a study conducted in Australia by Dr. Isaac Golden. He used a sample size of 3,000 children and over a period of 15 years administered homeoprophylaxis for the diseases that are on the recommended government schedule. And what he found was very interesting because there are those parents who don't want to vaccinate, and he compared a group of non-vaccinated children who were eating organically, living healthy, to children who had been given homeoprophylaxis, and found those with homeoprophylaxis had better long-term health outcomes, fewer inflammatory diseases, fewer chronic diseases, because they were receiving the energetic form of these natural diseases, kind of educating their immune systems. So they were getting the benefits without any of the risks, and actually had better long-term health outcomes.
Of course, the argument against this is that, just the general argument against homeopathy, there's nothing there, so how could it possibly have an impact on matter? I always say just stick your finger in a light socket that's turned on and tell me that energy has no impact on matter. But the other aspect of the use of homeoprophylaxis is that if there's no substance, how can it elicit, for instance, an antibody response, which is, you know, the gold standard according to the allopathic pseudoscientists. Yes, I said that. And I have a story of a woman who we cared for many years ago. She was entering nursing school. She was kind of a midwife, very holistically oriented, but she wanted to get to become a nurse to be able to help more people. And they required her to get the MMR vaccine in order to attend the school. And she didn't want to. So we gave her the measles nozode at a low attenuation, about a 15X daily for about a month. And she started to prove some of the symptoms, if you will, of measles. She started getting a fever, some skin issues, and she went in and got a titer test after this, and it actually showed positive for measles titers. I thought that was a fascinating observation that would occur.
Yeah, that is fascinating, because we never promised that titers are going to develop. In cases where parents have done blood work afterwards, it varies. Sometimes we see titers, sometimes we don't.
Mm-hmm.
But the most interesting thing is this concept you mentioned, Robert, about the gold standard being antibodies, because
right.
In Cuba, when Gustavo Bracho did the experiment with leptospirosis, he later took a sampling of rats where he injected them with leptospirosis and no homeoprophylaxis. Of course, they all contracted it. They all died.
Mm-hmm.
Then he took a group that he had given homeoprophylaxis, HP, injected them with leptospirosis. 80% of them did not contract leptospirosis, and none of them had antibodies. So this tells us that antibodies are not necessarily the only gold standard. It's really about cell-mediated immunity.
Mm-hmm. That's beautiful that you mentioned that. And this needs to be addressed, because when we talk vaccines, and certainly when it's discussed in the mainstream media, we are all shouted down simply because we can't conceive of anything else than what is the dominant paradigm. And, yes, cell-mediated immunity is actually very real, and they've acknowledged, even in the peer-reviewed literature, that you can be protected from a disease by this response of the immune system, even if you don't have an antibody. And I've likened the vaccine technique being so barbaric by introduction, via injection of very toxic poisons, maybe, you know, if they get their desired result and an antibody is developed, it's akin to being able to have a little bit extra distant vision to see a mugger coming to attack you, yet you're strapped down in a chair because you've actually damaged the immune system, so you can't defend yourself even though you can identify the bad guy coming to get you.
Precisely. And you know, it's interesting because skewing the immune system in that way, there was a study as recently as 2012 where they used the flu vaccine, and what they found is that recipients had increased immunity to that specific flu but their general immunity was compromised, so they caught more viruses and colds outside of that specific flu. So you can't manipulate the immune system specifically and expect the general immunity to still be robust.
Yeah, we call these unintended consequences very predictable if you're a homeopath. Certainly in the times of the early years of vaccination, and the you know, many, not only the homeopaths, but anybody connected to nature, recognized an abhorrent concept by ripping open the protective layers of the body and putting diseased material in it. Very often, even in Jenner's day, where this all started, they saw sepsis, they saw loss of limbs and deaths associated with the vaccination process. So this so-called anti-vaccination, or anti-vaxxers as we're called today, movement is not new. It started almost from the time that Jenner began bringing out this horrific concept.
Precisely, because the homeopaths during that time, Robert, were saying, you're placing a disease into the body and causing vaccinosis.
Mm-hmm.
So causing a new disease through vaccinosis, which is exactly what you're saying.
Yep. Vaccinosis remedies commonly used, I often mention, just for simple sake, for people to study further, Thuja occidentalis, Silicea is often, those are not exclusive, but those most common. And so we counteract some of this damage homeopathically. We would rather not see it visited upon any child or adult. But as I said, I wanted to be upfront about the ways that I have utilized nozodes in the past, as we're talking with Scylla Whatcott, and her new book about homeoprophylaxis, and kind of giving a broader perspective on what may be possible that you have never been exposed to. And I don't mean disease, I mean good information.
Right. That's great.
So what other things, again, you also referenced the Cuba study, which is a fantastic revelation. I don't know that it's gotten a lot of press in certain arenas, because to acknowledge something like this defies the collectivist, materialistic, reductionist perspective on immunity and how you could acquire it without actually encountering the disease or a measurable, attenuated form of it.
Right. So there have been many studies. I mean, cholera, dengue fever, Japanese encephalitis, diphtheria, very successful study, hepatitis. Cuba went on to do some studies with dengue, hepatitis, diarrheal diseases with great success, malaria, meningococcal disease. There was a wonderful study in Brazil where 18,000 people were given meningococcinum, and there were 4 cases within that group of infection. The rest were protected. And then they went on in 1998 to have a group of 65,000 people protected homeopathically. And again, there was a 95% success rate.
Mm.
And in the unprotected cases, there was, 23,000 who were not given HP, and there were 20 cases, of meningitis in that group. So, polio during the earlier part of our history, polio was very, very successfully prevented with homeoprophylaxis in the U.S. Scarlet fever was the first of these that Hahnemann actually started using homeoprophylaxis, using belladonna. So it's been used 200 years, and there's never been, quote, side effects. There's never been injuries from it. It's safe. It's completely safe. So why not?
Mm-hmm.
Try it. What do we have to lose trying it?
Yeah, when I went to West Africa twice, the first time I wasn't as aware. It was early on in my studies, and I actually took the melphalaquine or larium for malaria prevention,
mm-hmm.
and that can cause a lot of nasty side effects. Fortunately, I came out of that not too damaged. The second time I went back to West Africa, I knew a whole lot more, and I didn't do that. And I also I also traveled with my homeopathic remedy kit, but I used homeoprophylaxis for malaria. I also utilized the yellow fever nozode, the different things they said I had to be vaccinated for, which I was not. And I remained healthy, while those that were relying on the drugs and the vaccines, most of them actually got sick.
Mm-hmm. Right, with side effects and
Oh yeah.
And the yellow fever vaccine is a live
yep.
antigen, so that's a particularly difficult one for people to process.
Well, exactly. By the way, a lot of the information we're talking about here with Scylla is in her book that I encourage you to get and study. And it's absolutely fantastic. There is a choice, homeoprophylaxis, and appeal to mothers. We have it linked up in the show notes today at robertscottbell.com. Where's the best place that you'd like people to pick up the book? Is it through Amazon or otherwise?
They can go through Amazon. There's also a link on my site for my practice, familyhomeopathycare.com, and then through your site, either of those.
All right, familyhomeopathycare.com is also another place to go, and you can learn more. And also, now I must say, I know people are intrigued by this, or if not, they're a new listener, and they're probably stunned by it at this point, to say, wow, I want to learn more. Not only do I want to get the book, but can I meet some of these doctors? Can I learn from them? Can I ask questions? And lo and behold, you are actually going to make that available in Dallas, Texas later this year.
That's correct. It'll be October 2nd through 4th in Dallas.
HPWorldwideChoice.com, and you can learn about the event coming up October 2nd through the 4th. And there's going to be some of the, maybe a lot of those that you featured in your book coming from all over the world.
Mm-hmm. Dr. Golden from Australia will be there. There's a couple from Germany coming who've been using homeoprophylaxis for 30 years with their clients. Andrew Wakefield will be there talking about the recent whistleblower, mm-hmm. William Thompson, and giving an update with that. And quite a few different speakers talking about the immune system and applications of homeoprophylaxis.
All right. Well, I'm very encouraged and thrilled that this is happening, and I'd like to see if we can participate here from the Robert Scott Bell Show, so we'll be talking more about it. But we've got to take off. There's so much to do, and I'll have you back on, especially as this gears up in October, to do an event in Dallas. We'll get you that information, those of you who want to connect with Scylla and many of these healers that are working with homeoprophylaxis. Scylla, I appreciate so much what you're doing.
Thank you, Robert. Thank you. I'm passionate about it, and seeing it really effectively be an answer for people looking for alternatives.
Well, you're definitely bringing the power to prevent disease back where it belongs with the people.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey y'all, are you looking for Chlorella? Some chocolate superfood with organic vanilla. Food-based vitamins keep you a healthy fella. Use your wife's credit card, don't even have to tell her. Go to Natural News Store, that's what it's there for. Get your superfood, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before, and let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for your health, therefore. Don't eat those GMOs, throw them out the back door. Don't stay poor with the diet if it's killing you. Enjoy your life with nutrition that's filling you. We got freeze-dried fruit that's organic, super clean, super food, best on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate, yeah, it's ready to ship, and if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods, or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, maca, spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
This is Richard Ostro, owner for Carnivora Research International. In 1985, former President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House from Europe, where it was manufactured at the time, effectively making him the first American to use Carnivora. He used it successfully for a serious immune challenge, which we are prohibited from mentioning in the United States. I would like to add that he used Carnivora approximately 8 years prior to the onset of his Alzheimer's condition for those of you inadvertently connecting the two events. Visit us at Carnivora.com, now used in 27 countries around the world. Carnivora instinctively seeks out abnormal cells only that don't belong in the body without harming a single normal cell. 100% pure, natural, and harmless to humans and animals. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. That's 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit Carnivora.com. Your immune system will thank you.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We've all heard the news stories. Another shooting. And they're getting worse.
That's why Infidel Body Armor introduces Infidel Fridays. Exclusive 24-hour insider deals to save you money and possibly save your life. Make it a favorite when you log on to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Then be sure to visit each and every Infidel Friday to get special insider pricing, but for 24 hours only. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big-name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right, from homeoprophylaxis to the walking dead, thanks to my humble and lovable Super Don, we're going to actually talk about kind of a walking dead scenario here with this final article. By the way, I'm very intrigued to go to Dallas. I think we're going to make it work in early October for this conference, and I'll speak there. But we'll give you a heads up on that. We've got links up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Thanks as well to Laura Cellini and also Catherine Pirtle for helping us hook up the first hour, and of course Scylla Whatcott. Now, Super Don, really, do we have to talk about this?
Well, listen, here's the thing. When you come across a headline like this, you have to look at it. I mean, it's
who comes up with
it? I mean,
this
it gets your attention. So, what is it about? We've talked before on this show about dementia.
Yes, we have. That's a legitimate topic, Don. I will give you that. Yes.
It is. Yeah. And now, granted, this is a bit shocking when you see this, but I think it's rather interesting because there has to be, you know, some type of reason as to why this is working. And they found out that in New Guinea, there's a tribe that has been able to build up an immunity to dementia. They did it without pharmaceuticals.
I don't even want to read the headline.
Oh, geez. Okay. Well, the headline, now listen, it was put together in a way in order to get your attention, obviously.
Right.
But
get ready to send your complaint letter to Super Don.
Oh, stop. Nobody's going to complain about this.
All right.
According to researchers.
Read the headline.
Eating dead relatives' brains stops dementia.
Thank you. Now that you've spoiled everybody's appetite.
Why?
No, it's true, Di. You were reading the headline, but you did it. They're indicating that if you eat the brains of your dead relatives, that it will prevent, stave off dementia. But what about Kuru? What about Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, CJD? They used to call it mad cow.
Right.
BSC, bovine spongiform encephalopathy. Is it supposed to protect against that? I mean,
well, listen, this is what happens. They have actually proven that by doing this, now apparently these people are cannibals, so, you know, eating your, you know, whatever, that's just, you know, lunch.
Yeah.
But they've developed a strong resistance over time to Kuru.
Yeah. Well, listen, but the thing is, the whole ingestion of these dead relatives' brains could have caused it to begin with. So, what, you know, why do you want to start? I just don't recommend it. Now,
you know what I find interesting, Robert, if you look at this, they call it a vaccine. They say this communal vaccine has evolved over a traditional ritual of eating the brain of deceased relatives at funerals. So shouldn't Paul Offit be in favor of this? It's a vaccine.
Yeah, you check with Offit and see if he goes hog wild on this one. Very interesting. But, you know, we prevent dementia by doing what? By increasing our essential fatty acid intake, omega-3s, EPA and DHA. We also recognize the neuroprotective benefit of cannabidiol, CBD, which now you can get from our friends at Cannavest, cannavest.com. RSB 50, you get 50% off of incredibly low prices compared to what you're used to paying for CBD, for the highest quality on the market. We also look to utilize silver and silica. Silicon, of course, critical for brain and neurological health. We also look to hydrate most appropriately with the molecular hydrogen in the water that's released, the echo water, like we talked with Paul Bertiero about. So there are so many ways to do this without having to eat your dead relatives.
And I'll agree with you on that. But okay. I'm intrigued because by doing this, apparently they had this gene that protects them from that. Also, they found that it protects them from other neurological diseases like Parkinson's.
You know, this could be the whole idea of eating the substance that makes up the brain, the integrity of the brain,
there
provides
go.
It. But the
there
point is, we can get those substances via dietary supplementation, good whole food kind of diet and nutrition.
I was not suggesting that we adopt eating brains.
Right. You. Thank you. You know, Andrew Zimmern would probably eat brain. In fact, he does on that show that Liam and I discussed the other day last week.
Jeffrey Dahmer, I think, was trying to immunize himself from Parkinson's.
Oh, my gosh. Listen, you did make it a legitimate discussion. I have to say that. I kind of cringed when you brought this to my attention.
You know, Super Don has layers.
It was a teaching moment.
Peel them away once in a while.
Turned into a teaching moment. Anyway, glad to be with you all 6 days a week, 2 hours a day right here on National News Radio and GCN. Remember, around the world on UK Health Radio, of course, Epic Times, Jerry Doyle, his support for our message is wonderful. iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, and eventually the show notes we link it to as well. So stick around. We've got lots more healing to go, but the rest we'll have to pick it back up tomorrow. Who knows what subject matter it'll be, because we get to go outside the box with Ty Bollinger, and we're getting ready to see him in Nashville, hopefully you as well. All right, the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to stay big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Did you know some countries are now banning GMO foods? It's true. That's why for quality storable foods, you need ready-made resources. For over 19 years, we've become the name you can trust for thousands of products, like Numana Healthy Food Storage. All Numana storable foods are non-GMO, non-soy, and gluten-free available. Call 800-627-3809 or click readymaderesources.com. Ready-made resources. We don't just sell the products, we live it.